Welcome to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. The Feast of Transfiguration, celebrated on August 6th, is one of the 12 major feasts of the Orthodox Church. This major event is recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, as well as in the Second Epistle of Peter. The Transfiguration of Christ most likely took place at the same time as the Jewish Festival of Booths. The Christian celebration of this event has become the fulfillment in the New Testament of this Old Testamental Jewish celebration, in that the Transfiguration of Christ fulfills all of the theophanies and manifestations of God made perfect in the person of Christ. We can identify three components in the theme of Transfiguration. The first component has to do with the context of the life and mission of Christ, in that God dwells in man in and through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The second component we encounter is the glory of the kingdom of God, which is revealed in the face of the transfigured Christ. Peter, James, and John, who were present and witnessed Christ's transfiguration, saw the glory of God revealed. They saw this before Christ's crucifixion so that after his resurrection they would know who had suffered and what God had prepared for those who love him. The last component of transfiguration is revealed with the presence of Moses and Elijah as they stood on the mountain with the transfigured Christ. These two men stand for the Old Testament, Moses for the law and Elijah for the prophets. Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Traditionally, grapes and other fruits and vegetables are blessed at this feast, signifying the fruitfulness of all creation in God's eternal kingdom. As all of today's selections are in Slavonic, translations will be given for most of the settings. Let's begin by listening to two settings of the Troparion of Transfiguration. You were transfigured on the mount, O Christ God, revealing your glory to your disciples as far as they could bear it. Let your everlasting light shine upon us sinners. Through the prayers of the Theotokos, O giver of light, glory to you. The Troparion will be sung first in tone 7 with the harmony set by Kostalski, and this will be sung by the Ural Choir, and then by the Odessa Cathedral of the Dormition Choir in a harmonized tone 7 Znamenny chant. the Festal Stihira at the Vespers service teach us about the Feast of Transfiguration. Let's listen to a couple of Stihira from Vespers. The translation for the first selection is as follows. You prefigured the resurrection, O Christ God, when you took three of your disciples, Peter, James, and John, and ascended Mount Tabor. And when you were transfigured, O Savior, Mount Tabor was covered with light, and your disciples threw themselves to the ground, O Word of God, being unable to bear the sight which cannot be looked upon. Angels ministered with fear and trembling. The heavens were frightened, and the earth did quake, when they beheld the Lord of glory on the earth. These two stihira will be sung by the Ural Choir, Vladislav Novik, music director. Following along the vigil service, our next two stihira for Transfiguration are from Vespers and Matins. First, we will hear a Znamenni chant setting sung by the Novospasski Monastery Choir, and then a very interesting Matins Irmos in an anonymous melody, arranged and conducted by Christo Arabajayev with the Bulgarian male choir Filipopolis.
Thank you.
light is central in the Matins for Transfiguration and reinforces the theme of transfigured light. Today on Tabor, in the manifestation of your light, O Word, you unaltered light from the light of the unbegotten Father. We have seen the Father as light and the Spirit as light, guiding with light the whole creation. We'll hear the choir of the Solovki Monastery in a traditional Znamenni chant setting. The ninth ode of the canon always honors the Mother of God, the Theotokos. It is sung at the Matin service and replaces the hymn to the Theotokos during the Divine Liturgy for Transfiguration. Magnify, O my soul, the Lord was transfigured on Mount Tabor. Your birth-giving was incorruptible. God came from your body and appeared on earth in flesh, dwelling among men. Therefore we magnify you, O Theotokos. The Knyevets Quartet will sing a Valam chant setting, followed by the Ural Choir in a chant of the Trinity Sergis Monastery.
Rosh Deus Quod Vadis.
Let's continue to listen to the Ural Choir as we return to the Stihira of Vespers and listen to a verse from the Litia of Vespers. The setting we will hear is in canonarch style, or singing with a prompter. This inspiring text leads us to focus on the transcendent light and to praise the Trinity. Come, let us ascend the mountain of the Lord, even unto the house of our God. Let us behold the glory of his transfiguration, glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Let us receive light from his light. With uplifted spirits, let us forever sing the praises of the consubstantial Trinity. In the words of Father Thomas Hopko, the transfiguration of Christ reveals to us our ultimate destiny as Christians, the ultimate destiny of all men and all creation to be transformed by the majestic splendor of God Himself. We'll conclude our celebration of the Feast of Transfiguration and again listen to the Troparion for this day, sung by the Odessa Cathedral of the Dormition Choir, Vladimir Koshkin, music director.
Oh,
have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 26. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day and that you will tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.